Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Get your etiquette books out, kids, because it's the Real Housewives of Orange County. We're in season 11. This is episode 6, right? And this is Frenemies of the State starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We love Brittany here on this panel.
We
Brittany do. Hello, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the Rock After Show, the RHOC. Ooh. We're talking about some crazy ladies tonight.
We are.
We're retweeting. Mm-hmm. We're getting it going.
Yes.
Brittany calls.
Don't want anyone to think
crazy
I'm
indeed.
Yes. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and joining me tonight.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can always chat with me at Christy Reports.
What's up, guys? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and the Snap at Blake V Media.
Nice.
Yes. Snapping it up.
All right, let's get into tonight's episode.
Christy, you're so dancing tonight.
I know. Oh, I'm crazy. I'm loving it.
Yes, I'm loving it.
I'm feeling the stop remix. Let's talk about a few things that happened in tonight's show and get into even more. And we have some news and gossip later, but let's get into the details first off.
Oh, the show is so good.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying this season. Let's just say what it is, you know?
Oh, it's great.
It is
just great.
And we have a lot of fun watching together. You know, I feel like everyone should watch the show with someone so they can look at each other and be like, wait.
What just happened? Did we hear that correctly?
I know. We don't even have cocktails.
I know.
It's the one thing we're missing. Yeah, everyone at home is going, travesty, feed these people champagne.
I know. I can tell you. I might
and
need
I couldn't
one
agree
or two.
More.
I might need one or two in New Jersey. Just saying. But let's talk about these people. Megan, she wakes up from her in vitro. What does she have done?
Her egg retrieval procedure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't have the patience to listen.
It's very complex. I think she has to have them retrieved, they get inseminated, and then put back in. I think
it's a lot.
I liked Grant's
it's like an oven
arm maneuver.
Yeah, it's like an oven. You open it, take them out, then you add a little bit,
pop them back in.
Back in.
Yeah, that's exactly. See, now I understand.
Well, she wakes up and she went in loopy, and then she woke up and she's instantly talks to the doctor. Small world. Just, I met your wife last night. Mm-hmm. Ex-wife, my best dress from last week. My best dress. Nina, what did she say last week? What was her famous line?
You go over there, you so ghetto.
I wanted you to do
everything.
I wanted you to do it. I wanted you to do it. Yes.
Oh, I'm there for you. I will say it every time now.
Yes.
The two boobs were all the way out.
Yes.
All the way.
So, yeah. I've looked her up. I'm trying, Nina, I'm trying to find you online, and I'm just not finding her.
Yeah.
I'm really looking.
She is special.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah, and the doctor's reaction, ex-wife.
Really? Doc? Tell
Nina.
Us why.
Yeah. Nina. Good old Nina. I love it.
Yes. Vicky and Tamara got together in Vicky's office, which I still think needs to kind of be made over a little bit. It's
agreed.
So dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but they met in there, and Vicky talks about she needs a wife. All she does is work. And I love when Vicky talks about work, because I'm always like sending out the gifts of her going, do you work, 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 work? Because I can relate to her, and I love that. I love when she just reminds people that she has a job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't believe that clip is from 10 years ago. Like, it's just so wild to me.
I know.
And her in the house.
And she's been a workaholic every minute of every year that's passed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
We've seen her marriages and friendships die over it.
Yeah.
But she still has Kodo.
She does. Kodo insurance. That
Kodo
is a constant.
Die.
Remember she brought the laptop on one of their vacations. She worked outside. Like everyone was literally on boats jumping in the water and she was back at the hotel working.
That's her thing.
Remember that? Something like that? Yeah. I was I don't even know if I'm that work obsessed.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, Vicky says that she never had a problem with David Bedore, but now she does. because of last week and what happened in the episode. She said she has something against him. So
I have an interesting interjection for you all.
Ooh.
Last week, we were discussing the whole fight and the hatred between Shannon and David, and we were all kind of saying, why? Why do they hate Vicky so much? Yes, the Brooks and the cancer, but there's, like, deeper hatred here. What's going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Emily, at Emily, reached out on Twitter to me and reminded me that sort of what happened at the baptism with Rhonda and Vicky's brother. And Rhonda had called out Shannon, and I forget exactly what she said, but she said something to the effect of, you know, her marriage or her husband cheating on her.
Business.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And at the time, Shannon was so upset because she thought Vicky set her up with Rhonda and Billy. I think Billy's the brother.
Yeah.
Billy and Rhonda. And so then I was like, oh, Shannon has to be holding on to that grudge, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd forgotten about old Rhonda.
Yes. Yes.
So
right, Emily.
Yes. So Emily. Yes. Thank you, Emily. Yes.
Yeah,
and then that put it right in my mind. Of course, that's what Shannon's on about. That's why the hatred. So
now she's
there
like,
we go. If anybody had a question.
Now she's like, I'm going to set up another cast member. That was in Barry.
Also, how do you get the social media handle at Emily? Like, really, she just at Emily?
It was at Emily and some numbers.
Oh,
but
okay. Yeah.
Emily was her name, so.
We got you, Emily.
I was going to say.
We see you.
You know.
I have those damn underscores in mine, and I can't get rid of them.
Right?
Well, it is what it is.
Well, let's just all say at what's important. If there's numbers or letters, no big. We're just at. At Christy. At
yes.
Thomas.
Yes.
There you go.
At Blake.
That'll come along with a blue check mark for sure.
Yes. There you go. Well, someone who's there for Shannon is her husband, and she was super happy that he defended her last week. And she feels like she made a mistake by bringing up Kelly's cheating affair, you know, by yelling at her. But she said, we all know that at this point, she saw red, she got so angry and out of control. But so she kind of, like, recoiled a little bit when she was around David. But, we see later on that things don't really go that way.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Kelly says in her interview that she was separated and engaged to someone else when Jackie ran into her at the montage at Hunter's Creek or wherever it is.
Yeah, Deer Creek or something.
Deer Valley.
Deer Valley, yeah. So,
somewhere we've never been.
Somewhere.
Right, because I wanted to get that clarified as to what her status was. Because, technically, I guess she wasn't having an affair.
No, and I think it's true because the husband, Michael, confirmed it in the episode. He said, well, what does it matter? We were separated.
Right.
He said something to the effect of confirming it. So, I think that was true. And that is the case. It's not an affair if you're not with anybody.
Right. And she warned us about this. She kind of said, hey, when we were separated, I was engaged to someone else. Like, she knew this was going to come out and she wasn't trying to hide it.
Exactly. And I think she even said that on the first episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, included in her introduction.
Right.
She said, this is me. This is my life now. But in the past, we've had this relationship, blah, blah, blah. You know. So we knew since the start.
One thing they said tonight, which is the smartest thing, is they said, we don't have any secrets. Like, everything is out there, so that's the smartest thing, is you don't have any things in your closet to come out, so you're not easily threatened.
Yep.
That's the only way to do it.
I feel like when Shannon did, yell that out at the party, was to draw attention away from her situation, and just, when people do that, it's like, they turned it over to her.
A deflection.
Oh, yeah, but there wasn't anything there, I feel like.
Did Kelly say to her first, no wonder your husband cheated on you?
No.
Oh, so Shannon didn't go there first.
There was a lot.
Yeah, Kelly's comments were really at the end of it all, because the way I remember it is that those girls sort of attacked Kelly first. Kelly was asking for her purse, I think.
That's right, yeah.
And Nina, I think, had some sass or something. And then it sort of snowballed from there. And Shannon didn't stop it.
Yeah.
And Shannon sort of, put some gasoline on the fire and egged it on. And then it was, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Kelly to Shannon, no wonder your husband cheated on you.
Yeah.
So,
so much happened last week.
I know.
It was crazy.
I miss it. I want to go watch it again when I get home.
Yeah. I watched it a second time, and I really, really still enjoyed it. The first time,
Oh, it was spicy, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's how I remember it. And yes, Kelly was drunk, and she was, she was not, in the best place either.
Mm-hmm.
But, it takes two to tango. Shannon was not the victim in this. And she admitted, too, that, she didn't behave the best in a way that she was proud of. So she acknowledged that much in her own interview. But when she gets with Kelly, it's like she will not acknowledge anything that she does.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm gonna defend Shannon later on in this episode.
You okay. are.
Yeah. We'll be talking about the sit down more. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let's switch gears and talk about the ladies that are in D.C. And we've got Heather and Shannon over there getting ready for the speech. They're in Capitol Hill. She's advocating for a bill for screening for colon cancer. And Heather, it was kind of a sweet moment where Heather wore the scarf that her grandmother had, and her grandmother had passed from colon cancer as well. So that was kind of like a nice
homage.
Yeah. Yes. What else could we say here?
Initially, I didn't really see the pairing, but then seeing how Terry's always busy and then Jimmy is not around, it makes sense that they would go on the trip together and they discuss their problems together, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
That's why I was like, at first when I saw them together, I was like, this is an odd trip.
Right. But, them too. Their friendship. Yeah. But I guess Heather and Terry have been longtime friends of Jim's.
That's true.
So I think we learned that last season when Megan was introduced. Yes. So, you know, sort of by default, they have a little bit of history. And, of course, they're the two that get to bond over their husbands never being around. So,
yeah. Relatable.
There you go.
Well, I think that overall Megan did a good job with her speech.
Yes, she did.
She was very passionate about it. You can tell she has real genuine interest in that fight to get that bill passed.
And that was wonderful. I really enjoyed seeing Megan in that light, doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, because it was one thing to have this great friendship with Leanne and really kind of co-parent her to Haley. But, you know, once Leanne is gone, Megan could really kind of forget about it. But she's really helping Haley keep her mom's spirit alive.
Yeah,
and really, totally. You know, this is a service for Jim and all of the children in the family that she kind of helps keep Leanne's story going.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. It speaks to her character, really.
Yes.
It really does. And I think Heather really appreciated that and really saw the good in it all. And Heather was so sweet, too. Like, she just came along and was very supportive and helpful with the champagne and, you know, the Twizzlers. And she was adorable. I loved it. And she showed up to the speech in her little sensible collared little...
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, she could have been at home with her children. She could have, you know? Yeah.
She totally could have. And she took a little time out. I thought it was lovely. The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really good. Really
Although
nice.
It was shocking to see the Heather Dubrow do something as, I kind of think, I'm going to say white trashy.
Ooh, with the Twizzler?
As the Twizzler and the champagne.
The Twizzler straw.
I mean, I loved it just because we'd never seen it before. I was like, yes, girl can kick off her Louboutin.
Oh, yes. That's why we like Heather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, it brought her back down to my level. Right, yes. To our level.
Yes. We were like, we are so trying that when we get home.
Right.
I think that was planned. I feel like with Heather, she's so smart. Everything she does, I mean, the camera's right there. Of course she's gonna try to make us see her a different way.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this will be cute. You might be right.
Yeah. While in D.C., Megan talked about her current relationship with Vicky and the exchange they had, the moment she said they had at the party earlier. And she said, like, you know, they basically tolerated each other and made a weird reference to the USSR and the USA.
It was very deep.
Yeah, very, very deep, very complex. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so they can tolerate each other, I guess. So that's where they are standing. So, all right. I mean, not a huge shock here.
Right. That whole analogy, suffice it to say, they're civil.
Yes.
Yes.
She said that.
There you go. Boil it down to exactly what it is. Yes.
So, no mention of nuclear bombs necessary.
No.
Megan said that she overheard Shannon at the party tell Jackie and Nina, she said, come with me now, and that was to bring them to the back room. So I don't remember that from last week's episode.
No, I don't think they showed it.
No, that but was they like a definitely saw clip. The video footage tonight.
Yeah. So that, I don't know. That doesn't
very suspicious.
Yes.
I think it's easy to answer to that in a way of like, oh, production definitely told her, go get those two friends and go sit back there. Maybe that's why they didn't show it to us that way last week.
Yeah. I love it because I think that's exactly what happened. Totally. But, you know, we have to play like, you know, there's certain motivations there beyond... production. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But before we get into that, let's talk about Kelly's family dinner and the advice that her mother gave her. Probably one of the same people around the table. What do you think of the advice?
Shocking and great advice. You know, because Kelly does seem like, if tested, she can really fly off the handle, you know? So for the mother to be the voice of reason and, like, not even know what happened, not even know Shannon, not even know any backstory, but, like, be playing the devil's advocate and saying... give her another shot. Maybe all these other circumstances were at play and, you know, give her a second chance. I thought that was nice.
Yeah. Well, and we haven't heard a lot from the mom yet.
Yeah.
Little glimpses here and there where I've thought, oh, she has a bit of a Kim Richards quality.
That is a
like,
good
where
comparison.
She seems like maybe she's not paying a lot of attention, or she doesn't have a lot of focus, or mm-hmm. We'll see more of her before I say more things, but I'm just saying, I get a very Kim Richards vibe from her. So it was cool to hear her, like, coherently be like, hey, here's your motherly advice.
And it was, like, great advice.
Said, I was surprised.
She said, give her a chance, get to know her, and forgive.
Yeah.
All great points. Mm-hmm. Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So then what else happened? Vicky and Brianna's house. Brianna's going to be paying it back. And Tamara, very shady, said, oh, yeah, well, she lives near me, but she's outside the gates.
Oh, yeah. She had to put that in there.
I think it's all good fun. You know those two are tight and they're fine. Right. So they can. I'm sure Brianna can handle a dig.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but what is Vicky's problem? If you want to make a big show out of buying something for your child, and that's what you want to do, and you want to make them happy, then just buy it for them. Yeah. Don't make them pay you off or pay you back or to take over the payments, which we saw years ago. Mm-hmm. Like,
Call it what it is.
I'm borrowing them money, or I bought this for them and they're not paying me back. I don't know what this Vicky's.
I would like, never.
The bank of Vicky. I don't
ever
understand.
Want to owe my parents any money.
Never.
Mm-mm. No, especially her, the insurance lady.
To remind you every time you see her.
Yeah.
Jeez,
you know she's got, like, a spreadsheet, and she's writing everything out of this. Like, you know that that's all taken care of. Like, it's already preset, and the house isn't even finished yet. And did anyone find it uncomfortable that her kids are running all over the place in this home that's really under construction?
Oh, the whole time. Oh, yeah. There's, like, rubble on the floor. Yeah. And, like, unfinished concrete slabs torn up. Like, that just... That's the devil's playground.
I know. I was concerned for the kids. But, whatever. I'm not saying anything about anyone's parroting. Don't come at me. I'm just saying it was kind of under construction.
However...
I think they realized that once they got there.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked, however, that the older son locked himself in Vicky's car. Yes. And Brianna and Tamara just laughed. He's in the car. He's locked in the car. Hilarious. I love it.
What else can we say? Well, they get Shannon and Kelly get ready, and they go to kind of a cool spot. It looks like an outdoor living, like you could buy stuff and then you could eat there. And I don't think they did really anything. You know, they had iced tea or something. Like they didn't really eat. They didn't eat anything.
Well, actually,
yeah. What happened there?
She ordered the iced tea, and they brought an iced tea, but they also brought out an entire mini bottle of wine. So somehow that ordering didn't get captured. Yeah. I don't know, but. She ended up with a glass of wine and an iced tea. And I think Christy and I looked at each other and we said, oh, an iced tea. That's an interesting
order.
For
like a split second.
Right? And then, but alas, no. Wine came as well.
We were saved.
Yeah.
I live for those moments on Housewives where it's like you have to make the phone call. It's like you have to like clear the air with them, you know? Like it's just tonight we got that from them.
For sure.
Yeah, because you can tell that it's legit.
Yeah.
Like Shannon, when Kelly called her, there was a pause where Shannon went, do I want to hang up right now or no?
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Do I let this happen?
Well, as soon as they sit down, I feel like Shannon was pretty much in control. And then Kelly said, so, I want to know, I want to ask you why you had the ladies attack me. And so that kind of kicked it off from there. And of course, Shannon's going to go into defense mode. Who wouldn't really?
Right.
But so Shannon.
I disagree.
Really?
I just think that Shannon is so in the wrong in this whole thing.
I do too.
Oh my God, I do not. Kelly was so standoffish. Kelly came at her right away with the like, so how long have you known her? How well do you know her?
Yeah, you talk every day. Yeah. I'm coming from the place of I don't believe Shannon.
Is the divide happening right here?
Right at this table right now.
I don't believe Shannon set her up.
How do you not see that?
I don't think that's in Shannon's
wheelhouse. How is this? I want to know.
I don't think Shannon is that manipulative.
So here's my problem. Maybe Shannon didn't set her up. Maybe that she's telling the truth, and that very well could be. But my problem is that when the altercation started and those two were ganging up on Kelly and Kelly was firing back, Shannon had every opportunity to step in as the host of the party and say, ladies, cut it out. Or take it outside. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that she set them up. It just means she made a really bad decision and, you know, was just letting it play out, as I would.
In which case, she would tell Kelly, I didn't set it up. Truly, this is the truth. And then Kelly even came around at the end of it and said, if you tell me right now this is the truth, look in my eyes. If this is the truth, I will accept it and I will, you know, apologize. And Shannon could have very well said, yes, it is the truth. I did not set you up. And I apologize for setting this, for putting you in the position of having this all take place at my party. Sorry, I was such a...
See, I think this, there's more to this.
Allowing it all to happen.
But
that's
you're right
my position.
That they both should have apologized.
They both should have. And Shannon just sits there all, where's my apology?
I know.
Like, this is not like somebody came after her. This was two other women were involved as well.
Yeah.
At a thing hosted by Shannon. So she just, she never will take responsibility for anything, blames everyone else. Everyone else is a liar. Everyone else is mean. And it's like, no.
I just think that Shannon should have been more in control of her emotions and call it, it looked like an Indian and all that was ridiculous.
Oh, my God, I died.
Did our jaws hit the floor?
That was a lot. I mean, it was really, it was too excessive. It was excessive.
And Shannon, we know that we call them Native Americans. The term is Native American. It's not Indian. Indians are from India. And for someone who went to the University of Successful Children, we should know this, right?
Snap, snap.
Ooh. Anyway, just saying. You guys, I think so.
I'm defending Shannon.
I'm just sitting here like, okay. No, I really think Shannon set her up. Look, I mean, there's all these run-ins, the four run-ins. You know, she came for her at Megan's house. Mm-hmm. She came for her at the boat. I mean, all these moments of them going back and forth when she finally Shannon had the opportunity to bring her into her party. And, I mean, she knew those guests knew her. Let's face it. She knew something was going to pop up. And she already knew the type of person that Nina was. And she described her. She knew something was going to happen. I feel like it was a setup. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Kelly. I've said this before. She's still kind of growing on me. But I feel like Shannon set her up.
We gotta put a little more blame on Nina, too.
Yeah.
Somebody definitely orchestrated something.
Yes, I think we can say that. I just feel like, look, the situation was set up and ready to go, and Shannon was like, I should get these two chicks on either side of her and just go. I really don't know if it was, like, calling her up and, like, you gonna be here, and we're gonna sit in the back, and we're gonna have a conversation with her, and then she's gonna come in, and we're gonna make sure we have a scene. Like, I don't know if it was that set up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see Shannon doing that. I see a lot of other housewives do that on a lot of other shows, but I just don't think it's in her character to do it. That's just my opinion.
Yes, that's what's keeping me on this side of the fence as well.
Right.
I just don't think she could do it.
Wait, there's a wall here.
Yeah, I'm on this side with Thomas.
It's funny.
Maybe I don't necessarily think that Shannon set it up, but I just do have a problem with the way she handled it once it presented itself.
Right. And the way she handled herself at these drinks with Kelly wasn't good either.
No.
I mean, it didn't make her look...
You know, and Kelly had a lot to drink, mind you. You know what I mean? By the time she got to the party, I mean, does she even really remember everything that she said?
That's a good point.
When you're drinking all night before you even get to where you need to be and then you're there, I mean, was she, like, gone? You know what I mean? Like,
she may have been.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, even at the lunch, she seemed to get affected by the alcohol very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, maybe she hadn't eaten yet, whatever it was. But
maybe she pregame. I might have to, too. If I had to go do a sit-down with Shannon...
Yeah, I think
you might
have
to knock one or two back also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just know how serious they take it all. And then and Shannon's lying about how, oh, her Indian name is Dances with Bullshit.
Political incorrectness was Shannon's theme of the night.
Right. So what did she say? She said, how dare you insinuate, or like my husband said, how dare you say that my husband should have an affair on me or something like that? Mm-hmm. And then Kelly then said, well, your friends are ugly.
Aww. You know what? Honestly, when I heard her say that, I was like, that's kind of wild. But at the same time, I feel like she meant, and I feel like I'm defending Kelly tonight all night.
I think I'm going to be on your side with this. So
I don't know. She was saying that she was ugly because she came for her when she got to the party.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel
she meant ugly on the inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, or maybe she didn't, but she really retracted what she said.
It was a great save, though.
That was really good. But, you know, I feel like when you go to a party, that girl knew what she was saying. When you're going to go out of your way to make somebody feel uncomfortable, you're coming for them. You know what I mean? So I felt like to get to a party and to be, you know, ambushed like that, I didn't think that was cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting with the whole Shannon situation. I feel like I'm like the far right and you're like the far left. And these two
we're
kind of
like hanging out in the middle over here.
Well, this is the
totally. Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. But I'm so glad that we have something to differ on here, you know? And that's what just makes it even better to talk about.
Yes.
So, and Kelly says that she's a work in progress and that she really wants the apology, but no one's going to do it. And as usual, nothing was resolved.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but like, tune in next week. Good of Kelly too, I think, to say like, I am a work in progress. These are my downfalls. I'm a work in progress.
She says she has here's anger issues.
That's why I want to look at this. Like, I want to watch this scene again. I want to watch the editing and the cutting and Shannon with the at the ends with looking the other direction, because I feel like it was very easy for them to do that, because you've got Shannon going pretty crazy quick against Kelly, and then you cut to Kelly going, well, I'm working on my anger issues. And then you cut back to Shannon being crazy.
Yeah.
And then you cut back to Kelly saying, well, then tell me if you set this up, or if you're lying, or if this is the truth.
Yeah.
And then you don't get any response. So you don't really know what was said. I think that this might be a case of editing. But their behavior still stands the same.
They exactly. said those things. And they always say you can't edit what you don't say. And in this point, it's the reverse.
Except for Eddie.
Well, I guess so. But I mean, in this one, we at least see Shannon getting fiery and Kelly not so much. Mm-hmm. So unless they just completely omitted Kelly getting fired up, which I don't think they would. I think they'd want to show, you know, mm-hmm. fight. It presented very differently. Shannon's delivery versus Kelly's, I think. Right.
Because you can technically edit what people say, like if you watch the Kardashians, which I don't do, but I can hear it when it's on in the background sometimes, and it's that whole like, oh my God, Courtney is such a jerk. You know, it's like pieced together from like 10 different things.
I love that you noticed that.
Right. Yeah.
No way.
And thank God they don't do that on these Real Housewives shows. Because first of all, we'd see it coming a mile away.
The thing is, though, we have to remember, like, there's no way Shannon was just going to sit there sipping her drink. That woman has so much to say. Like, what do they do when they get up? Do they just get up silently and rip off their mics and go to their cars? I feel like Shannon's going to have some last words somewhere in there that we just don't see.
We all need to work production on a season of Housewives. We're like dying for this information.
We would have to take on brand new identities. Like, there would have to be some secret service stuff that would go down for that to happen.
I did enjoy it.
Imagine us all having to sign the NDA for it, and then we're all just like dying to like share what we saw.
I know. Yeah.
Even just when you said that and I thought about signing, I was like, oh God, it'd be a lie.
It's a group
difficult to do that.
That's the thing, like, even if, like, quick Google, like, it's just, like, forget it. If they Googled, like, our names, like, oh, this is the first thing,
God.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe not you, I don't know, but for me, I feel like it's, like, you know,
we're not a job option for us, but...
I tried, though, let me tell you, I tried for a long time to work on the show. Yes, but, you know, I need
Dare to dream, Grant.
Yeah, and I need to go the route of making some money, you know, I really need to do something else, so, you know. Here we are. Anyway, let's talk about some news and gossip with Christy Reports.
Yes!
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Well, there has been a lot of internet chatter about Meghan and Jim's marriage. We talked a little bit about this last week. This week, however, an inside source has hit the blogs and is quoted as saying about Jim, he is definitely checked out and she doesn't know what to do. Uh-oh. So far, it's just been speculation, but this seems to be someone from the inside saying, yes, she's pushing and he's pulling away.
Mm.
Meghan has kind of exacerbated that with some Instagram posts where she talks about being lonely and it has a very sad tone. Everything that she posts and when she talks about this pregnancy. So I hope she's doing well and feeling good. And I'm sure when the baby comes, things will be completely different for them. But meanwhile, we're all watching and it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Just saying. And the big story this week that everybody was sort of talking about, apparently this is incredibly juicy. Heather and Terry were at a dinner at Sushi Dinner. Gretchen Rossi had her handbag release party.
Yes,
several of the cast members were there hanging out with her. They all go out to dinner afterward. Lo and behold, who is seated right at the next table but Heather and Terry Dubrow, who do not say one word to this party of Gretchen and other Real Housewives castmates. They actually even went so far as to slip out the back door when they left so that they would not have to talk to them. Or really, I think it's more about associating themselves with them in public.
Wow.
But so, yeah. Major shade by Heather and Terry.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Kelly's giving a little insight to the big car, well, I guess it's not a car accident, the ATV accident that we're going to see later in the season with Vicky and Tamra. Kelly says she still has nightmares from this, and she confirmed that both Vicky and Tamra were airlifted following the accident and both had concussions.
Jesus.
Yeah, so more just keeps kind of leaking out about that, and I think no matter how much we know by the time we see it, it's going to be very shocking.
Yeah.
One more thing, Tamra is talking a lot about the parental alienation and the situation between she and her teenage daughter, Sydney. She gave a quite lengthy interview this week and gave a little bit more detail. She said, you know, a couple years ago, Sydney sat her down and said, I don't want to live with you anymore. You ruined my father's life, and basically hasn't been back to Tamara's house since. Tamara did say that she sends Sydney something every week. I thought that was a very sweet tidbit. And I know we've had a lot of speculation that Sydney doesn't like being talked about on the show. And that if Tamara would simply stop talking about her, there wouldn't be an issue. And Tamara did confirm and say that Sydney was upset about Tamara talking about the situation on the reunion last season. I know we talked a lot about that. So
I get
that. Tamara wants them to all get
therapy. I totally understand that. Totally. Yeah.
Just don't go there. Well, last week I questioned Brianna's current health status. So perhaps some of you saw this on Twitter 3 weeks ago. So I was a little behind, but 3 weeks ago, Vicki Gunvalson tweeted. She said, for those of you that have messaged asking about Brianna's health, thank you so much. It's been a long journey, and we're still trying to figure everything out. Please continue to keep her in your thoughts and prayers. So that's kind of the latest. Nice. Yeah. So it sounds like she's still
battling
in the process. Yeah. And,
she looked good in tonight's episode, though. She was like recovered a little and had some color in her cheeks and was like doing better.
Back on mom duty. And,
good to see that.
Yeah, we only wish her the best, of course. All right, let's take a look and predict what's coming up.
How can we even do it, Grant?
I know.
It just could be anything.
Well, on a programming note, next week there's no Orange County Housewives, so we'll be back in 2 weeks. So that means the after show won't be happening for until 2 weeks, but we'll be here.
Torture.
I'm telling you, the next week, the C word is being thrown. Yeah.
This is finally the big scene that we have been talking about.
And Heather, coming from Heather, all of this just pent up aggression. Just
she was what did she tell Vicki? She was like, you haven't apologized for anything. She's probably the one that's been on an apology tour, so for Heather to say that, I'm really excited for the next episode.
Me too.
I feel like when Heather went for Vicki like that, I feel like she was trying so hard to like realize that she's on camera, she has to be professional, but she was like
couldn't take it.
That energy was like coming out, just like when it was just like she was trying to hold back. She didn't want to be like a screamer, but
and very interesting too, because Heather was the first person that Vicki went to on the apology tour. And Heather so easily said, oh, sure, I accept your apology. And I remember thinking, man, that was easy.
That was fast.
Well, it wasn't so easy.
We're about
to see.
And I predict that the entire catalyst for that whole thing, when it's all said and done and we look back on it, was like, what started that? Just alcohol. I think there's just going to be a little bit too much champs on the boat, and that's going to be all it is. And it's going to get crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you know who's laying real low this season is Tamara.
She's busy working out. Yeah. I mean, I'm
working
really
out.
Wait till she can start drinking again after the competition.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping to predict that we see, you know, that Tamara come back, the one running to Dubai with no shoes, the stirring Tamara.
You'll never see me again.
Well, she's got Jesus on her side now, so. He keeps her pretty level. Jesus does.
Did he take her pot stirrer away?
He did. That was the first thing he snatched away.
I don't know. I doubt
it. Just for this season.
Tamara's still in there. She's still ready to go.
She's got another spoon in her back pocket.
Bring it out, lady.
She's not on great terms with Vicki, so there's another betrayal. So, and we don't know what that is.
I love the moment of rekindling, though, in tonight's episode. Tamara came to visit Vicki in the office, and that was sweet. Like, that gave us a glimpse of the old Vicki-Tamara friendship.
Remind us where they have been.
But the reunion is going to be preheated. And does that mean that it's another off reunion, and then we're going to start season 12 with them making up again?
You never know.
I'm okay with it.
Who knows what could happen by then?
I know. That could be
because there's so much other drama. I'm
got like 15 episodes left.
I am living for this Shannon and Kelly problems. Like, I just can't wait to see what's going to happen between them. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and I'm also eager to see more of Kelly. Because we've sort of seen, like, I don't know, I think sort of like a skewed impression of her. Immediately she was thrown into, like, siding with Vicki and the drama with Shannon. And, you know, I just definitely want to see, like, more of her true personality.
Yeah.
Well, they keep saying that she twists and turns, and just when you think you've got to figure it out, then it's something they've all said that about her. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of leaning on the side of a little dislike.
She doesn't really have a thing. You know how every housewife has a thing going on?
Drinking too much.
Well, yeah, but like, there's nothing that like draws you to her outside of her having this problem with Shannon. So I kind of want her to develop a little bit more of a personality on the show, because, I mean, if we're just going to talk about Shannon the whole season and drinking, what else? Like, what do you do?
This
like,
is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I need more from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't dislike her yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ditto.
So there we are.
Yeah. She's so damn entertaining, you guys.
She's great for the show.
I mean, they all are. Shannon is. I mean, no matter my problems with any of them, like, it's such a good cast.
Last week for me, I feel like we saw like the eggshell crack a little bit, you know? So I'm like seeing like, okay, there's something going on here. So
it's a
brewing. The jury's still out for me with her, you know?
I miss Megan from last season. I'm like, I know she's doing great and she's in a great place, but I kind of miss I miss her riling up all the women. It just feels different, you know
what
I
mean? She's doing Megan this season. I don't know how I feel about that.
Mama Megan.
There's enough of people doing heavy lifting. But Tamara, I'm still waiting for you to come back roaring back in.
She's at Cut Fitness right now. She's busy getting ready.
Getting that's cut. True.
Yeah.
Her and Vicky, working ladies.
Yeah. Well, we want to know your thoughts, of course. I think we all look at the comments on YouTube.
Yeah, so they're amazing.
Leave some comments below and let us know what you think of tonight's episode. And we'll be back in 2 weeks, so keep the conversation going with us on social media. Blake, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
Follow me at Thomas Erlina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right, guys, please hit me up at Christy Reports, Twitter, Instagram, and the Snapchat. And please also subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports for some exclusive reality TV interviews.
Nice. Yes. You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. For the Real Housewives of Orange County, we'll be back with the next big party blowout. Woo! Don't miss it.
Can't wait.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.